So let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们今天会看《哥林多前书》第二章。
Today we study in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll be only Jesus and Him crucified.
我们今天看一个主题就是只有知道耶稣并他钉十字架。
今天是一个很忙碌的日子，但是我相信我们的弟兄阿石已经是天上，所以我们今晚鼓励大家来庆祝他是天上的时间。
And you know, today is a busy day, but we welcome you all to come tonight because Sat is now in heaven, and so as we celebrate that he is in heaven,
我相信都要继续为Becky祈祷，求主继续安慰他和一家人，我们庆祝他在天上，但我们都不舍得他离开。
We celebrate that he's in heaven, but of course we're sad that he's gone.
但是我们，we need to keep Becky and the family in prayers that God will give them comfort.
今天我们看福音耶稣钉十字架。
And so this morning as we look at the gospel and Jesus on the cross,
可能你会问福音有什么好处呢？
And maybe you think, well, what is the benefit of the gospel?
上个星期我们看到认识神的预决给人智慧。
And last week we talked about knowing God and that the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
今天我们很多人都会觉得信耶稣福音是预决。
And today many people will think believing in Jesus, the gospel is foolish.
所以要问福音有什么好处？
So maybe you ask, what is the benefit, what's the good about believing in Jesus?
为什么要信耶稣？
Why should I believe in Jesus?
今天保罗就给我们一个答案。
Now today Paul is going to give us an answer.
这个福音是重要的，
because the gospel is important.
对我们生命是有用的，
and it's meaningful in our life.
我们相信耶稣就可以影响我们很大。
And believing in Jesus can have a big impact in your life.
我相信你信耶稣就是你生命影响最大的力量。
And I believe that believing in Jesus will be the biggest influence in your whole life.
所以保罗觉得福音是生命的很重要的一部分。
And so Paul thought that the gospel was the most important thing in life.
所以我们看这个第二章第一节至到第五节。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1 to 5.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
我说的话，讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语。
乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。And my speech was, and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，今天我们看到福音的大能，耶稣基督钉十字架的重要。我们求主今天在我们当中，是用你的大能浇灌在我们心里边。求你向我们每一位讲说话，愿意我们的心能够是领受耶稣你给我们的教导，以致我们的生命有改变。 即可以知道信耶稣的好处是什么。神啊，我们将以下的时间交在你手中，多谢你听我的祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 但在这里保罗呢就是讲一个很重要的真理。 So here Paul is telling us a very important truth. 他说他只知道耶稣的道理。 He said he only wants to know the truth of Jesus Christ. 他不是传一些哲学论理。 He's not teaching man's philosophy and man's wisdom. 他不是用很多的花巧或者技巧的传道。 And he's not using all these special rhetoric skills, you know, and things. 他不会用很多得意的方法来传。 And he's not using special, you know, making it cute and palatable.反而他也都不是一个，他也都不是一个的，好像一个推销员，要推销货品。And he's not like a salesman trying to sell you a product. 他也都没有依靠一些深奥神秘 的真理。And he's not using this, you know, mysterious, you know, mystery truths, you know, to reveal to you.保罗讲明是只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。 Paul is saying he only wants to teach Jesus Christ and him crucified. 只知道耶稣基督， only know Jesus Christ. 耶稣就是个中心，耶稣是重要的。 Jesus is the center, the focus, he's important. 那你不要以为保罗没知识的。 Don't think that Paul didn't have knowledge.他是非常之聪明的。 He was a very wise, intelligent man. 甚至乎呢，我们认识保罗呢，就可以就知道历史都会记载保罗呢是怎样的人。 And as we look at history, we can see what does history say about Paul. 保罗呢就是一个当时的，就是世界历史都认同保罗是非常之在历史当中有一个出色的知识分子的地位。 And from historians, everybody acknowledges that in history, Paul is one of the greatest intellectual thinkers of historical times. 他就是当时呢在其他书上呢他介绍自己。 And Paul in other books in the Bible has introduced himself.他就是受当时犹太人一个很出色的一个的很劲的老师的，他是他的学生。 And Paul was one of the students of one of the greatest teachers in Israel of the Hebrews of that time. 他是这个的老师的最出色的一个学生。And he was the most outstanding student of Gamaliel, that teacher of the time. 所以保罗呢就是一个非常之出色的老师，是他那个最出色的学生之一。 And so Paul was taught by the greatest teacher, and he was the greatest student of that teacher. 即是如果你当今时今日，你可以说好像是哈佛或者是剑桥大学，即是做最出色的学生之一。 And you could say if it's in modern times, it's like being from Harvard or from Cambridge, like the top of the top students that have ever graduated from those schools. 所以保罗呢就是很奇妙的，他就是讲流利的希伯来话，就在以色列做一个的官，是讲同啲律法师同啲政府官员是讲流利的希伯来话，讨论佢嘅哲学信仰。 And so Paul could speak fluent Hebrew and talk with their intellectuals, their teachers, their rabbis about their religious laws and all that stuff. 他也是讲罗马人的话，就是拉丁话，他可以是讲拉丁话和罗马人谈罗马人的军事的政治的政权的事。 And Paul spoke Roman Latin, and he could speak with the Romans because he was Roman, and he could speak in Latin with them about their laws, about their government, about their military. 他也都是讲流利的希腊文，就可以是用流利的希腊文讲哲学，讲希腊文的文学。 And he could speak fluent Greek and discuss philosophy and literature in Greek.
如果是今时今日一个人是这样，是等于在北京讲流利的普通话讲四书五经的。
And that would be like somebody in Beijing today speaking fluent Mandarin and talking about Confucius and the ancient Analects and all that.
跟着又去到俄罗斯讲普即是标准的俄文，在莫斯科讨论俄国的一些历史的文学等等皇帝的背景。
And then going to Russia and speaking fluent Russian in Moscow and speaking about the Russian kings, the czars and their history and all of their literature.
加上又走去英国去剑桥去讲标准的英文，就是讨论历史文学的哲学的。
And then going to Cambridge in fluent English speaking in discussing philosophy in literature and history.
今时今日没有一个人是可以这样做的。
You know, there are nobody that I know of today that can do that in these three different cultures.
但当时保罗就是可以这样。
But Paul could have done that in his time.
他是一个非常之出色，非常之聪明的一个人。
He was a very intellectual, very outstanding individual.
他是非常之有思想，
and he had great intellect and knowledge and thinking.
他有写新约圣经的书卷都是列为历史的遗产。
And the books he wrote in the Bible are actually part of historical heritage for the world.
因为他的文学的在圣经里面记载都是历史的文学之一的，是非常之高超，有思想，有思维。
Because what he's written in the Bible in the New Testament is a great literature source, and in history is one of the greatest literatures that have ever been written.
你想想多少本书就可以流行销量第一是2000年呢？
Just think how many books that have been written can be on the best selling list for over 2000 years.
圣经所以非常之有高的地位。
And so you can see the great status that the Bible has.
这个就是保罗，这位出色的保罗他讲些什么。 This is Paul, this outstanding Paul. What does he say? 我只知道耶稣并他钉十字架。
I only know Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为保罗知道他所学的所认识的只有耶稣的真理是能够改变生命。
Because Paul knew that from all the learning, all the knowledge that he gained, it's only Jesus Christ that can change your life.
只有耶稣能够使你平安。
Only Jesus can give you peace.
只有耶稣能够是给你快乐喜乐。
And only Jesus can give you joy and happiness.
保罗呢就好像历史另一位的。
And Paul is like another man in history.
他的名叫Solomon.
And his name was Solomon.
Solomon 呢就是世界上最有智慧的一位。
And Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived.
Solomon 呢就是无论是当时的皇帝啊， and Solomon was a king, you know. 咁无论是建筑界或者是农业界、军事、政治、文学、智慧、诗歌、音乐，所罗门都是顶级的。
Whether it's in the construction engineering department, in military strategy department, in agriculture, fisheries, or if we go to literature, in music, and wisdom, Solomon was at the top of it all.
他就是非常的智慧，在圣经里面记住他一些的智慧诗歌的著作。
And in the Bible we have some of his books of wisdom.
箴言、传道书、雅歌、like Proverbs, Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes. 他是一个非常之出色、非常之聪明、非常之有智慧的人。
He was a very outstanding individual, wisdom, intellectual.
但你听下传道书第一章十八节，所罗门讲啲乜嘢。
But look at what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18.
因为多有智慧就多有愁烦，加增知识的就加增忧伤。
For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
哇，咁犀利。跟住传道书十二章十二节十三节。
And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 12 and 13.
我亦还有一层，你当受劝戒，著书多，没有穷尽；读书多，身体疲倦。
And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study, there is wearisome to the flesh.
可能好多学生觉得呢个系真实啊。十二章十二节、十三节，
Chapter 12, verse 12 and 13.
十三节，这些事都已听见了，总而就是。敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
And let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
所罗门同保罗一样，智慧知识是无穷无尽，但是边一样嘢有价值又重要？
Solomon and Paul thought the same, that there's no end to knowledge and understanding, but what is important?
敬畏神，认识神。Know God, follow God. 呢个是真的。嗱，我唔系反对学问，我唔系反对知识。
I'm not against knowledge and against learning.
我都虽然是不出色，但是都曾经读过有学士学位。
Although I'm not a great scholar, I do have a bachelor's degree from university.
我有四个小朋友，现在三个读紧大学。I've got four children, and three of them are in university. 其中一个读紧神学硕士，
and one of them just started a master's degree in MDiv in a seminary.
我相信呢，即读书是有它的价值。
But I believe that education has its value.
但是保罗和所罗门所认识的是都是一个事实。
But what Paul and Solomon are teaching is the truth.
知识是无穷无尽。
Knowledge is never ending.
无论你增加多少知识，你会发现是知识认识不够。
No matter how much knowledge you obtain, you will come to a conclusion it's not enough.
我们现在生活是一个知识爆炸的时代。
We're living now in an age where knowledge has just gone explosive.
他说在所知道的知识，在世界历史以来的所知道的知识，我们这个年代是认识差不多 90% 的。
They say that of all the knowledge that's ever been known in the whole history of the world, we live in an age that today 90% of that is known now and unknown to people before.
那知识和智慧是两件事。
There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom.
我们现在因为电视啊、电脑科技啊、互联网的，我们的知识就很容易得到的，是可以即泛滥的，即太多选择的。
Now because we live in the computer age, you know, we've got television, we've got magazines, we've got the internet, you know, we've just overwhelmed with all this knowledge, and sometimes it's hard to make a decision what to know and what not to know.
当然学生说我不想 学校那些东西，我宁愿在网上自己找。
And students say, I don't want to learn what the teacher is teaching me, I want to find it myself on the internet.
但是跟着你找错东西，所以你一定要学老师教你的东西。
But then you find the wrong stuff, so you have to learn what the teacher is trying to teach you, right?
但是我们在这个知识爆炸发现到呢，即知识增加不等于智慧增加。
Even though we're in this information explosion age, we discover that even though knowledge has increased, wisdom does not necessarily increase.
我甚至够胆讲，知识多了，智慧少了。
I would even boldly state that even though knowledge is greater, wisdom has decreased.
我想Pete 牧师读医的时候，他的年代就是读专科医学的。
when Pastor Pete, you know, studied medicine, in his generation, it was the age of specialists. 王 이상덕 이학에서 하이 주민의학.
And when Stanley studied medicine, it was in the overall all-encompassing medicine age.
所以 이진의 이상덕의 가정 이상 맛도색 要 급반다이도 타학당 주모도지게.
And so in the old days, you know, doctors, they knew everything, you know, from the bottom of your foot to the top of your head, they knew it all.
咁但係今時今日嘅醫學界呢
But now today in medicine, it's all about specialties, right?
所以王醫生經常跟我們說,現在就是要做眼專科,但不是眼專科,要左眼還是右眼的變一忽。
So Stanley always says, now you have to be an eye specialist, but not just an eye specialist, the right eye, the left eye, or which part of the eye on the left eye?
他現在要去看眼專科的腳板底有問題,他不懂,因為他眼專科,他不懂腳板底。
So now you go see the eye specialist, and he can't solve your foot problem because he doesn't know anything about your foot, right?
所以現在專科,他知識多了,因為太多知識一定要專門。
And so now what wisdom, knowledge has increased because there's so much knowledge, you have to be specialized.
但知識多了,智慧少了,有醫學牌,但都不懂醫個腳仔。
And now a doctor has a specialty in the eye, but he's a doctor, but he doesn't know anything about feet, you know?
不是說好不好,但是一個事實。
I'm not saying if it's good or bad, it's a fact of life.
知識多了,但普及智慧可能少了。
Our knowledge is increased, but our wisdom is not.
但以理書裡面,但以理12章第4節,神啟示但以理講,
and even in the book of Daniel, in chapter 12, verse 4, God spoke to Daniel, said,
但以理啊,你要隱藏者話,封閉者書,直到末時, 必有多人來往奔跑, 知識就必增長。
But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
真的知識增長,是吧?
And knowledge has increased, hasn't it?
所以保羅說,知識增多無窮,不斷學知識就會令人疲倦。
And so, you know, Paul agrees that, you know, as the knowledge continues to increase and to endless extents, the more that we learn, the more tired we become.
You know, it's easy to say.
Because knowledge is dead.
Say, 读书, 读书, 读书,
you know, if you're just reading all these dead books and then you're just studying endlessly and then you die because you read so much, you know.
但耶稣基督并他钉十字架有生命。
But Jesus and Him crucified, that's life.
耶稣的真理使人平安,
and the truth of Jesus Christ gives us life.
保罗认识耶稣,他找到生命的意义。
When Paul met Jesus Christ, he met the meaning of life.
没有耶稣就没有生命,有耶稣就有生命。
If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. If you have Jesus, you have life.
耶稣就是生命的答案。
Jesus is the answer to life.
有耶稣就有生命有永生。
If you have Jesus, you have life, you have eternal life.
保罗知道耶稣, 因为耶稣是唯一能够拯救世人。
Paul knew Jesus because Jesus is the only one who can save the world.
耶稣是唯一的答案, 唯一的拯救。
Jesus is the only answer, the only salvation.
所以保罗决定只要知道耶稣。
So Paul decided to only know Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书第三章是讲到很多人的心。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7, it talks about many people.
常常学习,终究不能明白真理。
Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
我们学很多东西,但找不到答案。
We study all this stuff, but do we find the answer?
你认识耶稣就找到答案。
If you know Jesus, you have the answer.
福音是拯救灵魂。
The gospel can save our soul. 那彼得是一样，他有一次呢，人家因为不喜欢耶稣讲的说话，所有的群众离开耶稣。
There's one time because the crowd did not like what Jesus was teaching, and so they all left Jesus.
那彼得和门徒留下，耶稣问你们又会离开吗？
But Peter and the disciples, they stayed by Jesus, and Jesus asked them, are you going to go too?
彼得怎么答？在约翰福音第六章六十八节，
And what did Peter say in the Gospel of John chapter 6 verses 68 and 69?
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得这个发现是非常重要的。
What Peter discovered is very important.
耶稣是有永生之道的，是有生命的力量。
Jesus has the words of eternal life. This is life, man.
你有耶稣有生命，你认识耶稣有耶稣的真理。
If you have Jesus, you have life. If you know Jesus, you have the truth.
耶稣是生命的主。
Jesus is the Lord of life.
那我们看回哥林多前书第二章第三节。
Look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3.
保罗说，我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
那这个这么聪明这么出色的保罗为什么会软弱 又惊呢？
This is this outstanding, amazing Paul. Why is he fearful?
你不要以为他是站在脚软，就哎呀惨啊，我不懂说话，死啊，人家不喜欢我，哎呀不懂说话，不要让我说话。
Now, Paul is not, you know, just standing up on stage saying, oh, I don't know what to say, I can't do it, oh, I don't, I'm no good, I can't. That's not what it's about.
保罗呢，就是他知道他传福音不可以靠自己的智慧，不可以靠自己的能力。
Paul knew that teaching the gospel was not depending on his own understanding, his own ability.
保罗传福音呢，不是靠他的口才，不是靠他才干。
And as he preached the gospel, it wasn't his special gifts or his special speaking ability.
他所分享是战战兢兢，因为他知道要谦卑依靠神。
And he was in fear and trembling and weakness because he was relying only on the power of God.
他知道是神的真理，要谨慎，要小心。
He knew he's teaching the truth of God and he had to be careful. He had to make sure he's teaching what God wanted him to teach.
你知道神是透过保罗去将他的启示赐给我们。
You know, Paul, God gave us his revelation through Paul.
我们这本圣经是神给我们的启示。
This Bible is the revelation of God.
神是透过不同的人，是将他的真理，将他的启示传给我们的。
And God gave us His truth, His revelation through different people, and He spoke through them and gave us the message of God.
So, 保罗知道他是传紧神的真理，不是讲紧他自己的哲学。
And so, Paul knew he was teaching the truth of God and not his own wisdom.
So, 他要依靠神，要依靠神的大能。
And so, he had to trust in God.
我的感受，保罗这个感受
I can identify with what Paul's feeling.
所以我站在这里讲道，所以不是靠自己的能力，我要依靠神的圣灵的大能。
And as I teach standing here, I can't rely on myself, I have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
你知道我们回来听道，我们回来崇拜是做什么？
Do you know what we're doing when we come to church and we hear the gospel?
when we listen to the word.
我们等候神 在我们生命里面说话。
We're asking and waiting for God to speak to our hearts, right?
所以你回来崇拜, 应该有个心里面是期望, 神啊, 我请你跟我说话。
And so when you come here and you sit, you should come in with an attitude and saying, Lord, I want you to speak to me.
那应该说, 神啊, 我期望你, 是今天教导我一些东西, 是影响我生命。
And you should come with an attitude, say, Lord, speak to me as some truth that will change my life.
咁我企喺度讲到咧，系好需要系肯定我讲紧啲嘢系神要我讲嘅喎。
And so as I speak, I have to be. Is what I'm saying? Is this what God wants me to say?
呢个系咪神要你听嘅？
Is this what you need to hear?
所以我哋嚟听要专心， 要将我哋嘅焦点放喺耶稣，话神啊。
And so as we listen, we need to focus on God and say, Lord, speak to me. And I ask that you'd pray for me. And as you pray for me, then I can receive more of what God wants me to speak so I can speak to you.
很多时候说完到有些人走过来说，牧师，为什么你今天讲中我的需要呢？你怎么知道啊？
So many times when I preach and I get down and then people come up and say, Pastor, you spoke right to my issue today, right to my heart. How did you know about that?
对不起，我唔识嘅。
I didn't know about your situation.
但可能圣灵是透过讲道的时候是讲中你的事，又在那里透过另一件事讲中他的事。
But maybe the Holy Spirit, as I'm speaking, He's speaking to your heart about this. And as I'm speaking about something else, He's speaking to somebody else's heart.
保罗就在那里讲神的道，战战兢兢，因为不是讲自己的东西，是要讲神的东西，这个是生命的事。And
Paul was with fear and trembling because he's not speaking his own message, he's speaking God's message, and that's a serious thing.
如果讲错呢，就影响人。If
you say the wrong thing, you're going to make a big influence on people, right?
所以保罗清楚这是神的工作。 不是我们的工作，我们要依靠神的力量。
And so Paul knew it's God's work, not his work. We have to trust in God.
我想你看提摩太后书3章15节。
Turn with me to sorry, 讲错了。 彼得后书3章15节。 I said the wrong one. 2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3, verse 15. 彼得后书3章15、16节 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 15 and 16
因为这个是彼得讲关于保罗所写的事。
This is what Peter is saying about what Paul is saying.
彼得讲保罗的。
This is Peter talking about Paul.
So 彼得讲保罗讲什么?
And so what did Peter say when he talked about Paul?
15节，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗，照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们。
And consider that long suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you.
他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，与强解别的经书一样。
就自取沉沦。 And also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures.
明明彼得讲紧乜嘢？
Do you know what Peter is saying?
彼得讲紧保罗写嗰啲系经书。
Peter is saying that what Paul has written is scripture.
彼得是承认保罗讲是神给他的智慧要写的。
Peter is admitting that what Paul has written is written by the wisdom of God inspired Paul to write. 所以彼得是印证保罗写的东西是神给保罗的。
And so Paul is, Peter is giving a testimony and support that what Paul has written is written from God.
即使话保罗又软弱又战惊，因为佢从神领受，要谨慎传翻俾我哋。
And so Paul is in fear and trembling because he's receiving from God. He wants to make sure he's giving us the real thing.
但保罗系从神嚟嘅启示话，我只知道耶稣并他钉十字架。But Paul and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit said, all I want to know is Jesus and Him crucified.
因为耶稣同佢钉十字架是生命最有力量的。
Because Jesus and Him crucified is what gives us life.
保罗就不是怕丑的，他是审慎。
Paul was not being shy and timid, he was being careful.
但你知道怕丑和审慎有分别吗？
Do you know the difference between being shy and being careful?
那怕丑就是我唔得嘅，我唔可以嘅，我冇能力啊！哎，唔好叫我嘅。
And being shy is I can't do it. I am not able to do that. Don't ask me to do it. I'm a stupid guy, you know.
怕丑嘅意思就话我惊我做错咧，被人笑，人哋会唔中意我，所以我唔想喺人哋面前出丑。
So being shy is saying, I'm afraid that if I do it, you know, people are going to laugh at me. Now, you know, I'm going to make a fool of myself.
So, 怕丑就全部是自我为中心。
And so being shy is all about yourself. It's about you.
但是谨慎就是完全相反。
But being careful is completely opposite.
谨慎的人呢，他是知道有能力的。保罗非常之有能力。
A careful person, he has ability. Paul was outstanding, he had ability.
但他要小心，因为他不想得失神。
But he's being careful because he doesn't want to offend God.
是有分别，是吗？
所以保罗不是自卑。
So Paul was not with a bad self-image.
他不是自我形象好差。
He's not a guy with this bad self-image, you know.
佢反而喺神面前自卑自己。
But in God's presence, he would humble himself.
我哋要学保罗，因为保罗呢系好谦卑，传讲神嘅真理。
Because Paul was very humble in sharing the truth of God.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，呢个系神嘅启示。
This Bible is God's inspired word.
是神的启示给你，给世界。
It's God's revelation to you, it's God's revelation to us, to the world.
圣经由头到尾讲明是神的启示。
The Bible tells us from the beginning of to the end of it, this is God's revelation.
是由神讲给我们的，不是人自己发起。
And it's from God, it started with God and was given to man. It's not from man just writing their own things about God.
你知不知道世界上这么多的宗教，有几多个宗教有一个实，他自称是由神给他的启示。
Do you know of all the religions in the world, how many religions have a book that they claim is the inspired book of God?
你知不知道有几多个？
Do you know how many?
我告诉你听，三个。
Just three.
只有三个。那这三个呢，所以如果你说基督教当然是，那我们将基督教、天主教、犹太教是立在一个，好不好？因为是圣经的同一个。
And so, you know, of these three, the first one is Christianity, what we believe, and that would include Catholics, Protestants, Evangelicals, and Jews, because we all believe the same Bible, right?
那另外那两个是什么？
So what are the other two?
你会很惊讶，第二位伊斯兰教，
The second is Islam.
第三位呢，摩门教，
Number three, the Mormons.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
那我们将伊斯兰教和摩门教看看他所谓神启示给他的经书是怎样得来的。
And now if you look at the Islams and the Mormons and this book of Revelation that God gave to them, what is it like?
那我们没时间详尽讲，因为今天这个话题不是我们的话题。
I don't have time to go in depth in this because that's not really the topic today. But
伊斯兰教很简单， 穆罕默德又不识字，有一日发梦，有个飞马又麦加将佢飞去耶路撒冷，喺耶路撒冷天使俾咗荷兰经佢睇，佢唔识字，但系佢睇到嘅，跟住佢翻翻去飞翻去自己嘅地方，系半夜三更，跟住佢记得啲嘢，跟住开始讲，一百年之后啲人记得佢讲啲嘢，就写低荷兰经文呢个神嘅启示。
Very simply, Islam, Mohammed, he couldn't read, he couldn't write, he was illiterate, he was in Mecca, and one night a flying horse took him up and took him to Jerusalem, and there in Jerusalem an angel gave him a revelation of the Quran, where he read the Quran, he memorized the Quran, the angel took the Quran away, he flew back to Mecca, and in Mecca then he started teaching the words of the Quran, and 100 years later his disciples wrote down what he taught. That is the inspired word from Muhammad.
冇得考察，冇得证，即系边个睇到系冇啊？得穆罕默德讲嘅，佢话系咁咧就咁，你信唔信咧？你唔信斩你头。
Who saw it? Who can bear evidence to it? Nobody. Do you believe it? If you don't believe it, I'll cut your head off.
跟住伊斯兰教系咁样传开嘅，
and that's how Islam came along.
伊摩门教系点样？佢嘅经书点样嚟？
And how did the Mormons get their book of inspired word?
司马室耶夫又是一样，
Joseph Smith kind of the same. 他夜晚就有个天使来到，跟他说，我有金叶给你看，你特别的眼镜你可以看，这金叶就写古埃及文，你戴着这个特别的眼镜你可以看这个古埃及文，你戴着这个古埃及文翻译英文，写回是摩门经，写完之后眼镜拿走，金叶拿走，
剩下你写那本书，就是神给你的启示。And
so in Joseph Smith, you know, the angel came to him and said, okay, I'm going to give you the inspired word of God. And so here's a special pair of glasses. You put these on, you can read this ancient hieroglyphics. And now I'm going to give you these golden leaves, which have this ancient hieroglyphics on. You read the ancient hieroglyphics, translate it into English. After you translate it, I take back the glasses, I take back the hieroglyphic leaf, and now you have your Book of
Mormon. 谁在这里看到没有人得摩门得司马室耶夫一个。
And the only person that was there at the time was Joseph Smith, nobody to be a witness.
好奇妙，摩门经就大半是抄写的英文的圣经一字不漏的。
It's very interesting, half of the Book of Mormon is actually copied from the English King James Version word for word without any editing.
这两本书是不是神的启示呢？
Are these two books God's revelation?
我们的圣经是怎样？
What about our Bible?
我们的圣经是超过1500年，有40个不同的作者写的。
Our Bible was written over a period of 1500 years by 40 different authors.
这40个不同的作者就是有不同的阶层的，不同的背景。
And these 40 authors came from different strata of society.
有些是皇帝，有些是农民，有些是渔夫，有些是知识分子，有些是医生，有些是军人。
And of these 40 authors, they come from all different backgrounds. Some were kings, some were farmers, some were peasants, some were intellectuals, some were doctors, some were military people.
有些是奴隶,
some were slaves.
但这40个不同的作者经过1500年的写作的3个不同的言语所写的经书全部是同一个的主题，
同一个没有互相矛盾的真理的。 But of these 40 authors over a 1500 year period of writing in 3 different languages, they come together and they write one book with one theme and one message with no contradictions among them. 这本书有历史的考验、效果学的考验、科学的考验，它写的东西就不是今页片就拿走了，是可以查考的，是真理的。
And this book can stand the test of evidence and the test of investigation, and you can do historical tests, you can do archaeological tests, you can do scientific tests, and it's not just hearsay or hearsay where they had these glasses and they took them back into heaven.
我们这个是世界上唯一可靠的经书，就说是神启示给人的，这么多个宗教唯一的就是圣经。
There's only one book in the world today that can stand and say, this is the only book that is God's revelation to man that can stand up the test. And that's the Bible.
所以保罗说，我为要传耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，因为这个是可靠的真理。
And so Paul says, I'm only going to preach Jesus and Him crucified because this is reliable truth.
你看提摩太后书3章16节，
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
神给我们的话是有益的。
The truth that God has given us is beneficial, profitable.
这是神给我们的启示。
This is God's word to us, His message to us.
你看彼得后书1章20节，21节。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
这是彼得讲的。
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言，没有人没有随私意解说的。
Knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation.
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以这是神的启示给我们的，不是人自己写。
So this is God's revelation. They didn't write it on their own.
这个启示是告诉你神爱你。 And this message tells you that God loves you.
这个启示告诉你， 耶稣基督为你钉十字架。
And this revelation tells you that Jesus died on the cross for you.
这个启示告诉你， 如果你不信耶稣，你会落地狱。
This revelation tells you, if you do not believe in Jesus, you're going to hell.
但如果你相信耶稣，你上天堂。
But if you trust in Jesus Christ, you will go to heaven.
阿锡哥今天在天上，因为他信耶稣。
Today, Asat is in heaven because he believed in Jesus.
这个是神的启示告诉我们。
This is the message of the truth of God.
看回《哥林多前书》2章第4节，
Look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
保罗继续讲，
Paul continues to teach,
我说的话，讲的道，不是用智慧威远的言语， 乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
保罗讲是有神的话语，但是他不是用一些技巧巧妙的骗你的方法叫你信。
So Paul is saying that he didn't use special persuasive words, you know, special ways to deceive and manipulate.
那你可以用一些说话来影响人，有些人很有技巧，演讲的技巧。
Some people have some great skills of oratory skills.
有啲政治人物咧就好有演讲说话嘅能力，哇！听到佢讲，哇，好劲啊！佢白变黑，黑变白啊！You know, some great orators, you know, like some politicians, you can sit and listen to them, and wow, they speak so eloquently and so great, and they can turn black to white and white to black, right?
就有一个美国总统叫奥巴马，又系好似咁嘅。
There's an American president that's kind of, Obama is kind of like that, right?
佢真系讲得好劲喎。但佢做唔到出嚟佢所讲嘅喎。
He can speak such great words, but he doesn't do anything that he speaks.
但有啲廣告商都係咁啊嘛，啲廣告商品又係咁樣，即係話你係需要呢個先至會靚，你需要呢個先至會俾人得意就喜歡。
And even the you know the PR companies, you know advertising companies, they do that, right? They convince you that you need this. You need it to be beautiful. You need it to be special. You know.
而家香港好多廣告咧就話啊，即係唔使。屋契唔使乜嘢啫，就係好易嘅，即係一身份證嘅電話又得喎，係咪
？And now all these commercials in Hong Kong, you know, you don't need your title deed, your house, you know, you don't need all you need is your phone number and your ID card, and they'll give you the money.
Show me the money. 你信你係傻嘅
，and don't if you believe me, you're crazy. You know?
債務公司啊，就一借佢錢咧，佢呃你到，即係追到你。好慘
Those lending agencies, you know, once you're in debt to them, you're in big trouble.
你有冇試過呢有啲嘅推銷員喺街道咧揸紙咪咧，就喺度講咧，推銷啲嘢咧，你完全唔知乜鬼，你企喺度聽啊，無端端就覺得哇幾有道理，跟住你真係傻傻更更買咗。
Have you ever experienced, you know, these guys on the side of the street, you know, they got a microphone, they're out there selling something, you know, they're talking, they're doing all this talk, doing this demonstration, and you're standing there listening, and all of a sudden, you know, you're just really involved, you're caught in it. Wow, amazing. And you buy it?
你带回屋企呢?摆在这里的。跟着你醒一醒。我为什么买这个垃圾回来?扔垃圾桶。
And then after you get home, you know, you wake up and you say, what did I do? Why did I spend money on that? And you end up throwing it in the garbage.
有没有试过?
我有试过。
I've done that.
即是你推销员是影响到你好深啊。
But salespeople can really influence you.
所以小心那些保险啊，或者直销那些人啊。
So be careful of those insurance salesmen or those people trying to sell you a pyramid scheme.
保罗不是用这些方法。
Paul was not using that method.
保罗呢，所传的是神的真理，是用神的大能。
Paul was preaching the truth of God in the power of God.
彼得后书第一章十六节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16
这是彼得说的
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们并不是随从怪口伪造的虚言乃是亲眼见过他的威荣
For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses to his majesty.
So I want to use you some.
We are not talking about people's oath, not talking about people's things. We are talking about Jesus Christ and his death on the cross.
The gospel is simple.
We just want to teach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You know, the gospel is simple.
福音是简单，连小朋友都可以明白。
Even little children can understand it.
不是用很复杂的技巧方法来传。
We're not using these great methods to preach it.
是不识字的长者都可以明白。
Even the illiterate and even the elderly can understand.
福音保罗所传这个奥秘是怎样的
And as the gospel, the mystery that Paul was preaching, what was it?
这个奥秘不是说隐藏的真理是没办法明白
And when he says the mystery, it's not something that's hidden that you have to try and struggle to wrestle to figure out.
福音的奥秘就是之前没启示现在就启示给你听
And when the gospel says,The mystery, that's something that was not revealed before and is revealed now.
福
音嘅奧秘係乜嘢？ What is the mystery of the gospel? 凡相信耶穌，無論係猶太人係咩人，相信耶穌基督，你嘅罪得赦免，你就可以拯救上天堂。That no matter who you are, whether you're a Jew or any other nationality, if you believe in Jesus Christ, because you believe in Jesus Christ and Him resurrected, you can have eternal life. 呢個就係福音嘅奧秘，係咪好深奧啊？ Isn't that so deep? 神秘的福音好深奧，信耶穌得永生。You know, the deep mystery of the gospel, believe in Jesus, have eternal life.是很簡單的， It's so simple. 這個耶穌並他釘十字架， This is Jesus and Him crucified. 哥林多前書第二章第四五節， Back in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4 and 5， 我們只是看第五節， I'll look at verse 5。 叫你們的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。 That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. 你今天信耶稣，你信你乜嘢？ What are you believing Jesus today in? 你咪信神的大能。 Are you trusting because of the power of God? 保罗出去传福音，他咪得个讲字，他有神的大能。 As Paul preached the gospel, he wasn't just teaching.He had power. 你知唔知保罗传福音系有好多神迹奇事跟住？ You know, when Paul preached, there are lots of miracles that happened. 保罗传福音去边度有盲人得医治、跛嘅得医治、系麻风得医治，咩病都得医治。As Paul went out preaching the gospel, the blind could see, the deaf could hear, the lame could walk, the lepers were healed.保罗传福音是有福音改变生命的大能。 Paul preached the gospel that could change life, had power to change life. 他是使徒，有使徒恩赐去医病赶鬼。 He was an apostle, had the gift of apostle, and he could heal the sick and cast out demons. 因为福音能够改变生命， because the gospel can change your life.你信不信耶稣可以改变你生命？ Do you believe that Jesus can change your life? 你信不信福音能够真正影响你？ Do you believe that Jesus can actually influence you? 江山易改，本性难移。They say in China it's easy to move the Gong Mountain, but it's hard to change your own nature. 但耶稣能够改变我们的本性。有人在基督里，他是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。 If any man be in Christ Jesus, behold, all things are passed away, all things become new.你在耶稣里面，你成为一个新造的人。 And if you are in Jesus Christ, you become a new creature in Christ. 耶稣改变你， Jesus will change you. 你懒惰的、发脾气的、自我为中心、自私自利、固执的、忧忧郁郁郁的，耶稣可不可以改变你？If you are lazy, bad-tempered, self-centered, just stubborn, and if you're depressed and always down and out, can Jesus change you? 耶稣可以改变你，耶稣有能力。我见过婚姻破碎，几乎要离婚，信耶稣，耶稣将个婚姻改变。合好和好复合。 I see marriages that are on the brink of divorce, just one step away from the courtroom, and they come to Christ and God changes them and can restore the marriage. 我见到家庭是破碎，神在加入的家庭里面是改变的家庭。我见到很多沉溺行为的，有毒品，有赌博的，信耶稣，神是改变扭转的生命。 And I see people with family problems that God changes. I see God changing people with addiction problems, whether drugs or gambling, and God coming into their life and transforming them. 你信不信耶稣可以
Do you believe that Jesus can do a miracle in your life? The gospel is the power of God to do miracles.
我最近聽到一個見證，喺最近發生。
I recently heard a testimony of something that happened very recently. 係我牧師喺美國講嘅。And my pastor in the United States talked about it. 佢係一個黑手黨嘅殺手同佢講。 There's a mafia professional killer that told him this.
那個殺手在報道會跟牧師說，牧師，我一直聽你的電台節目，一直聽到福音，覺得神好感動我。
He said, Pastor, I've been listening to you on the radio for a long time, and I think that the gospel is really influencing my life.
他說，我是一個殺手，我的職業是殺人。
He said, I am a professional murderer. My job is to kill.
我是聽福音聽了一段時間，我知道我要改變，但我沒辦法改變，因為如果我停止，黑手黨會殺我，因為我的職業是殺人。He
said, I know that I need to change. I need to come to Jesus Christ, but I can't stop, because if I stop, then the mafia will kill me, because I'm a professional killer, and if I don't kill, they will kill me.
所以我覺得很難改，但我今天決定了，我要停止，我要信耶穌，我要改變。
They said, today I've decided I will change. I need to stop. I need to become a Christian.
你做不做? 他就立刻去自首，去找警察自首，接受警察的坐牢的，和黑手黨可能屠殺他，但他都願意，我要信耶�u得永生。He
gave himself into the authorities, took the risk of the mafia coming to take him out, but he said it's more important to become a Christian and to have eternal life than to keep living this life that I'm living.
弟兄姊妹，福音能够改变一个咁嘅人？ Can the gospel change somebody like that?
可以。
福音能够改变我们，无论我们有什么问题，多棘手，多复杂，耶稣的真理可以扭转你的生命。
No matter what your problem is, no matter what your difficulty is, the gospel can transform you.
所以保罗说，我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架，这个是神的大能。
And so Paul said, all I want to teach is Jesus and Him crucified. That is the power of God.
罗马书一章十六节。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 16,
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek.
神的大能，你今天信不信神的大能？
Do you believe in God's power today?
你愿不愿意接受耶稣的大能？
Are you willing to receive the power of God in your life today?
我们传耶稣基督并他钉十字架，这个2000年来无数的基督徒是受这个福音的大能的改变能力。
For the last 2,000 years, multitudes of people have received this power of the gospel in their life, and their lives have been changed.
整个人类历史都是因为耶稣基督来改变。
You know, all of the history of man is changed because of Jesus Christ.
我们今年是2014年，是由耶稣出世来定的。之前是主前，之后是主后。耶稣改变了历史。
You know, all of history has changed because of Jesus Christ. We live in the year 2014, and it starts at the day that Jesus was born as the first beginning. Before, it's before Christ, B.C. After is after Christ, year of our Lord, A.D. Although they're trying to change it now, it's no longer B.C., A.D., it's C.D. or something like that.
但是耶稣改变了历史,
Jesus changed history.
耶稣都是想改变你生命。
不是哲学，不是心理学，不是人的说话，是神的大能。
Jesus wants to change your life. It's not philosophy, it's not psychology, it's not sociology, it's the power of God. It's the power of the cross. So what is the benefit of the gospel? The benefit of the gospel is you believe in Jesus, you have life. You believe in Jesus, you have eternal life. Believe in Jesus, you receive peace, you receive joy. You believe in Jesus Christ, you have the power to change from your addictions and change your life. And as you believe in Jesus, you have Jesus comes into your life. He can heal you. He can transform you. He will be with you. And you can have Jesus guiding you.
这个就是福音的好处。 保罗说，我只知道耶稣并他钉十字架，原来是因为这个是力量。
That's why Paul said, I've determined to only know Jesus and Him crucified. Because this is the power.
我一起祈祷。 Let's pray.
主，我们多谢你，因为福音是你的大能。
我们不是讲人的智慧，我们讲你的真理。 但主耶稣，我们需要你的大能在我们生命里边，因为你话我哋听，凡愿意相信嘅，凡愿意接受耶稣基督系救主，凡相信耶稣基督喺十字架上为我哋死，系神为我哋死。你话，当我哋相信呢个真理。 你会宽恕赦免我们的罪，你会给我们永生。主耶稣，我们今日带着很多复杂的问题来到你的面前，我们需要福音的大能在我们生命当中，因为耶稣我没办法解决自己的问题。主耶稣，我们今日恳求你释放你的大能在我们当中。 我们求主耶稣你的圣灵在我们当中工作的。主，我们当中有些人有身体不适，需要你的医治。我们当中有些人是需要你开解我们的。我们心里面有结。主，我们心里面有些是忧忧愁愁，有痛苦的，需要耶稣安慰、鼓励。 主，我们恳求你现在在这一刻里面，不是只是用言语，我们求主你的大能，我们相信耶稣，你听祷告的主，我们恳求主耶稣向我们说话。我想请大家在这个时候安静在你的座位。福音是神的大能。 你需要耶稣怎样帮你？是不是家庭问题？是不是身体问题？是不是经济问题？是不是很复杂的问题？你需要耶稣怎样帮你解决这些问题？你可不可以在你的座位向耶稣祷告啊？耶稣，我需要你的帮助。 我相信你可以加入我的情况当中，我将我的情况交给耶稣你，我靠耶稣的大能，靠耶稣的释放，靠耶稣的医治临到我当中。你可不可以谦卑话神啊，我搞唔掂，我需要你加入。 靠你改变我，我改变唔到自己。我需要个神迹，我需要耶稣改变我嘅脾气，我需要耶稣改变我嘅盲塞，我需要耶稣改变我嘅惰性。主耶稣，我哋恳求你听我哋嘅祷告。 恳求主耶稣用你的大能在我们当中做医治和释放。我们多谢主耶稣，奉耶稣名求。我很相信耶稣是听祷告，我很相信耶稣是行神迹。I believe that Jesus hears prayer, answers prayer. I believe that Jesus works miracles. 我经历过耶稣的医治。I've experienced the healing of God in my life. 我太太有经历耶稣的医治。My wife has experienced the healing of God in her life. 但我都相信有时神选择不医治我们的。But I also know sometimes God chooses not to heal. 有时神是要我们学习忍耐。Sometimes God wants us to learn how to trust in Him. 甚至保罗本身是行好多神迹，他自己都有个病，他问神三次拿走个困难，神话不拿走，我的恩典够你用。Even Paul, even though he worked so many miracles, and God worked miracles through him, he had a sickness, and he prayed three times for God to take it away. And God came back and said, My grace is sufficient for you.
我不知道神今天在你生命会做什么，但我相信当我们仰望主给神机会，祂会工作。
I don't know what God's going to do in your life today, but I believe that when you look to Him and you trust in Him, give Him the opportunity, He will do His work.
你要信服祂，接受祂的带领，
submit to Him, receive His leading in your life.
愿神祝福你，默祷之后系散会。
May God bless you. We'll close in meditation.